The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
For Halloween month, it's the Musers Interactive Halloween Adventure, where you pick out scary movies for us. We crowdsource them from you, the P1. You recommend them. We watch them. So it's your chance to torture us in our own homes. This is a rare opportunity for you as a listener. Okay, so far, these are the films that I have watched. The Changeling, that's the oldest one, from 1980. The Babadook, It Follows, Hush, which was my favorite of the ones so far, before I get to the one that Junior and I are about to talk about. The Strangers, a lot of people recommended The Strangers, and The Strangers was very similar to the one that Junior and I are about to review. And then I watched Hereditary yesterday, which that has some really creepy moments in it, but the one that we're talking about today is a film from 2007, and it's called Funny Games. Funny Games. It's by this director named Michael Haneke, and it is his first English-language film. Now, he made this movie, Funny Games, in 1997 in German. So he did a shot-for-shot remake in English in 2007 and released it. And so many of you P1 said, Funny Games, most disturbing film I've ever seen. So I thought, all right, I'll put on Funny Games since I'm watching all these scary movies. And scary movies don't scare me all that much. And I don't know that this one scared me as much as it made me so anxious, so disturbed, and so hopeless feeling. George, you did not watch this.
No.
You refused to ride the roller coasters with us.
Yeah.
It's a story of this couple, kind of a yuppie couple, who's going to their Long Island vacation home with their preteen son. And they're driving the Land Rover Discovery, and they got the little sailboat that they're towing behind it, and they're playing Name That Classical Tune on the way to their vacation spot. So these are, you know, kind of the upper crusty kind of people. And they get to their vacation home, and they're visited by these two young men who they think are, I guess, friends of their next-door neighbor. And these two guys are so creepy. Now, the first one comes in, and he's asking to borrow eggs. And I'll play you a little bit of the of him borrowing these eggs from Naomi Watts, who's the mother. She plays Anne, the mother. And you get a sense of his creepy demeanor from this.
So,
now, he has already borrowed some eggs, and he accidentally dropped some. So
what are we going to do now? Well, we have a lot of steak, but we might be expecting guests, and they definitely eat eggs for breakfast.
You'll still have four left. It's a box of the dozen, isn't it, or am I mistaken?
No, you're not mistaken. So, would you like the carton this time?
It's not necessary.
You sure?
If you insist.
If I insist.
Well, it might be better, I guess. Oh, God.
What? Oh, no.
And he's knocked her cell phone into the dishwater, and they're in the kitchen. And that plays prominently in the movie later on. This is just him. She thinks he's just a guest from over, but he's really creepy, and he's asking for eggs. He breaks them, and he insists on getting more eggs, and he gets real insistent about, you need to give me the eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, but you get the tone of his voice. Yeah, well, that tone of voice is the tone of this movie. These two young men who are extremely polite, but absolutely sadistic and insane.
They're both dressed in all white.
All white,
and
wearing
white
gloves.
And they're overly polite. They look like the young prep school kids. Overly polite, but very early on, they get a little passive aggressive, and it makes you very uncomfortable, like demanding the eggs, but in a real polite way.
Right. That's what's so disturbing about it, Giorgio, is the move from passive aggressive to aggressive, and then quickly back into politeness.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It keeps you so off kilter the whole time.
And if you're not polite back to them, they get strongly passive-aggressive. Yeah. They want everybody to be polite, and when someone's not polite, then it turns them on a dime.
Okay, I knew nothing about this movie going into it other than P1s wanted us to watch it because it was creepy. Job well done, P1s. It creeped me out.
A lot of people die in this thing.
I don't want to get in. I don't want to spoil the happy ending for you. I want to get Craig's take on it first because I recommended it to him. It was visited upon me and I had to pass it off to Craig and sucker him into watching it. Okay, so you sat down yesterday afternoon, right?
I did.
And start in on watching Funny Games.
Yep.
So where in it did you start getting really nervous and what was the most disturbing part to you?
I started getting nervous the first minute. Because the opening credits are shot over the scene from a helicopter over the car and boat being driven down the road. And just the way that was shot made me nervous.
Uh-huh.
And they're in the car listening to classic music, but then suddenly it goes to this crazy death metal stuff.
Yeah, here's the transition, Giorgio, from the classical metal music. Funny Games comes up there in this place.
They're not listening to this in the car. It's just like the theme song of the movie, and it made me very uncomfortable.
Meanwhile, they're pleasantly driving while you're listening to this.
So it shows their faces, and they're smiling and chatting, and you're hearing this.
Oh, my God.
And I was nervous and uncomfortable throughout the whole movie because of the way it was shot. A lot of close-ups. Not super close up, but close up enough to where you can't see what's going on around the subject. And so you imagine someone is sneaking up on them or something bad is about to happen to them. And then they linger on these little things, like scenes take forever. And you just are so uncomfortable. It's not the scariest horror movie I've ever seen, but I think I will say it's the most disturbing, uncomfortable movie I've ever seen.
Right.
It was the most disturbing hour and 45-minute ride of my life.
Yes.
So they draw out the moment that's going to get you.
Everything's drawn out. Or the moments that are going to get you. So it's the two prep school boys do this home invasion on this couple, and it's the most hopeless movie I've ever watched. I mean, it is really hopeless. Did you like it when the... You know, I think was it Chekhov who said that if you have a gun hanging by the door in Act 1, then the gun needs to go off in Act 3?
No, I never heard that.
Well, that's what I thought about when the knife that accidentally got hidden in the boat as the father and son are working on the boat in the beginning, and they accidentally drop a knife in there. And it does come back in the third act to make an appearance.
Did you like it?
A very brief one that, I'll just say this, didn't quite save anyone's life. It wasn't quite the home defense tool that you were hoping it was going to be as a viewer.
And when you told me that there was a happy ending, that's what I was imagining, that it was going to come back to save the day, and it didn't. And I was so frustrated.
It's so frustrating. The whole movie's so frustrating.
You want this family that's being tortured.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to do something about it. And I'm thinking the whole time, well, maybe I would have grabbed this, or maybe I would have grabbed that. There were two times that I didn't really like the movie, and that was one time when Naomi Watts does something about it with one of these weapons. And
she kills one of them, I'll tell you that. She kills one of the guys.
And one of the villains just picks up a remote control in the living room.
All of a sudden he starts going, "Where's the remote control? Where's the remote control?" Well, first of all, he laughs at his partner getting killed.
Oh, my God.
And then he starts going, "Oh, where's the remote control?" And he picks it up, and he rewinds the movie and goes back. And then right as she grabs it, he grabs it out of her hand.
I didn't like that.
Right.
I didn't like the two other times where broke the fourth wall? Is that what they call
Correct.
It?
Correct. And when I went on Rotten Tomatoes and looked at this, and it gets about 51% on the tomato meter and 54% of the audience liked it. And as I read reviews, which I did not read beforehand, that's the reason it gets low ratings, is because people are annoyed by the director's heavy-handed treatise about how, hey, America, you need to get over your violence problem. Look at this. You're loving this, and this is violence porn to you. And So he's being a little bit holier than thou about the movie that he's even made.
Right.
And so that's why that character's breaking the fourth wall and preaching to the audience and then rewinding to make the movie the violence that you really want and or that will torture you. Mm-hmm. And that is annoying. And that's why it got low ratings. And I didn't like those moments either, but I overlooked them enough to say, this is just a disturbing movie.
Yeah, the villain of the movie at one point stops and looks at you, the audience, and says, I know you're rooting for them. What do you want to happen here? You want us to be killed or something like that. And
right.
That just didn't fit.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
But it still did not make it any less disturbing or creepy. Or those two guys are the creepiest guys
so creepy,
in
George,
the history of the world.
I don't know. Please watch it.
Well, obviously stayed
it.
With you.
Yes.
And when it stays with you, like, you can talk about it and, you know, tell your friends or whatever, hey, I watched this creepy movie. It doesn't creep up on you at night when you're sleeping?
It like, didn't
you,
to me last night.
You haven't
night.
Had
no,
weird dreams
made me
or anything?
Sleep better. It made me sleep better.
Better?
Yeah, just knowing that my dreams...
There's no way it could be that
things
bad.
I routinely dream of, someone's already thought about it and put it in film. That's comforting to me. That's comforting.
At one point, about halfway through, their son escapes, and you think, okay, he's going to go get help, and thank God someone's going to get out of this, and of course it's going to be the little kid. He doesn't really get out of it.
No, it didn't.
He doesn't really get out of it.
It didn't really work out. You, in particular, need to watch this movie, Giorgio, just because the little kid does have some very heroic scenes.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Yeah, you'll
love
it. Yeah,
but you just said he
doesn't
make it out.
Well, at that
scene. Yeah,
that
scene.
Not at a time. He eventually does make it out, but you'll see. You need to see the way he makes it out. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And then I'll tell you another disturbing thing, Junior, is the... I will say the final death. Just how quickly
so
and unceremoniously it happens.
So disturbing, and I was not expecting that.
Yes.
And it was just so nonchalant the way they made it happen.
Yes.
Oh. Don't celebrate this movie.
Because they're basically having another conversation at the time anyway.
Yeah, the death is secondary. They're having this weird conversation.
Okay, it's called Funny Games, and UP1's you won on this one. You got me on this one.
It's
that
the
one
most,
hurt.
It's the most disturbing hour and 45 minutes of my life.
That one hurt.
And you're right. I think it is more disturbing than Happiness because it's... Happiness was disturbing on a perverted sexual level.
Mm-hmm.
This is disturbing on all levels.
Yes.
It gets you everywhere. Mm. And the way they draw out these scenes... And sometimes, George, they draw out a scene for minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes... And nothing happens.
Right. And there's no big violent payoff or anything like that.
So you feel even extra disturbed because you're
so
like, well,
anxious.
Why was I wound up? Nothing happened there. But then sometimes things do happen.
Did you like it when the mom had to hop over to TV to turn off NASCAR?
Did you like it?
After what had just happened?
Yes.
Did you co-write this movie?
No, I didn't. But the whole time I'm watching, I'm just going, please let George see this, God. Whatever you do, make George see this before he leaves this earth.
I don't know.
Something even happens to the dog.
No! Okay, that does it. I was just coming around a little bit.
But, but George, you'll like it because it's golf-related.
It is golf-related. That's the good part of it.
Oh, man.
Did you like the way they found the dog's body?
I could see that one coming. I knew what was going to happen there.
But the long, drawn-out... Getting warmer. Hey, you're going cold. It's cold.
Yeah, so the whole thing.
Getting warmer.
They send the family out to find their dog.
Yeah.
It's called Funny Games because these two villains are playing these stupid little games with the family the whole time. And if the family doesn't participate in the games, things just get worse.
Right.
And it's awful.
No.
Funny Games.
Yeah, if you want to feel sick about life in general,
yeah.
Watch Funny Games.
2007 version starring Naomi Watts.
Yes.